I was gonna support my girl,
you
but I'm
son of a bitch.
Oh, Jason can Momoa my lawn.
Son of a bitch.
Because Aquaman comes every time.
Aquaman.
He would with me.
I'll wait for it.
For some reason, I keep picturing Aquaman jizz as Aquaphor. And I have like a giant tub of it. So now I'm like, I like to slather myself in it. It's very moisturizing.
Just the lotions on the skin.
This podcast cannot nor should not be described as safe for work or minivan friendly. Listener discretion advised.
I just need one more person to hate me. Time. One more problem might make me kill them all. I'm a heartbreaker, ass kicker. I'm a hot trigger, nasty words. I got two fingers for ass kissers. I'm a asshole, dirtbag, no good bastard.
Welcome to Bracket Bastion, the podcast. We're taking bracket of 32, 64, 128 or more, and banter our way down to a winner. As you can tell by the screen right now, it is ladies' night, and it's been fun even before we even started this thing. So I am your host, Freddie Fisher, and this is...
Oh, that's me. Hi, I'm Amanda. I'm first. Hello, everybody. Thanks for having me. Glad to be here. Check out the Simplest podcast. I guess we'll talk about that later.
Yes, I'm the mouthy bastard ready to bring it to it. I don't even know where the fuck I'm going today. I'm going somewhere and we're going to have fun doing it. So let's get this shit going, as Q would say.
Supposedly the best looking bastard, Jess, even though I look like shit today, but you know.
Lies, all of it. We have video proof that is not true.
You look lovely.
I'm HG, or Horny Girl from Unfiltered. I'm really excited to be on this dirty podcast today.
Hello, I am the head teller at the Bank of Spank. I am the awkward bastard. So excited.
You can spank my bank, baby.
And Freddie is losing his shit.
Oh, did you just say Bank of Spank?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a federally commissioned bank, too. So.
I'm letting you know that's probably going to be part of the episode title.
That's fine.
And FDIC means it's federally dick insured.
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, CA actually gets to join us. We thought she was out today. CA, how you doing today?
I'm good. I am going to be out today. I can't stay. I'll wait for my doctor to come back in. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I will. CA and I will be voting together. So when she can stop in, she will be voting for me, and I will be voting for her. We are partners in this one. But other than that, we also have one more male joining the group. How are you doing, Casey?
I am amazing. I'm so happy to be here to help save the day.
Yes.
That sounds so rehearsed.
And since we are already off the rails, we are the bastards running this thing. I'm glad to have you guys all here this week. It's been a shit show already, but we're gonna have some fun. Today's episode is dedicated to hall passes. We are starting the single awareness time period of the year with also known as Valentine's Day. And we are starting with hall passes. For a lot of people don't know this, but what hall passes is, especially celebrity hall passes, is people who your partner would allow you to sleep with and not get in trouble for, and like not consider cheating. But as we go here, it's just going on the entire hotness level. So if your screen starts dripping, don't touch it.
It's me.
Or do.
Or do. And it may, I mean, I'm pretty, how I'm, you touch it. I'm glad we don't have smell-o-vision right now.
Ew.
I'm glad. All right. These are hall passes. It's going to be Amanda, Jamie, Casey, Jess, HG, Shanna, and then myself, or CA, if CA is here. We'll be voting in that order. It's round robin style, as always. And this is going to be my favorite episode to say this, but you guys have the ability to blow your load. You can do it one time per show. You cannot blow somebody else's load. Somebody else's load cannot be blown for you. So make sure to use your load blowing strategically. If you want somebody else to blow their load for you, that is a private matter. And as long as you record it on video, I'm okay with it.
Can we rename it for this one episode and rename it Squirt His Shirt?
Yes. I was going to say, we should be able to allow to squirt their shirt more than once because we all know that we can.
No, no, no. That is double unfair. That is double unfair. I will allow the name change.
Just for this episode.
Just for this episode. So it's no longer blowing your load for right now. I'm going to write this down because I'm going to have to. Hashtag what? Squirt His Shirt?
Yes.
Yeah. I low-key hate that, but I'll accept it. Like, why is he wearing a shirt? You know? Like, why is the shirt on still?
Oh, we all it's know those bib. Men that, like, pull their shirt up like this to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We all
if that man is completely naked, he needs to leave. He knows
like,
what he's
talking about. Right. See, hey, fuck boys, stop that shirt shit. Take your socks off.
Right. Let that dad bod flop out.
Yeah, my husband's not allowed to do that.
Amanda starts us off, and we actually have an Amanda versus Shanna pairing on this one. Ooh. And it is Ben Affleck. Versus Tom Hardy.
Ben, all day, every day.
Ben Affleck does get a vote on
Spider-Man.
He's not even a Spider-Man.
Yes, he is.
He's Venom. Venom.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, you're thinking about Tom Holland.
That's correct. Okay, either way, it's Ben.
Yes, Ben Affleck does get a vote. Jamie?
There's just something about Tom Hardy. I don't know what it is. I wouldn't say it's the bad boy thing, but I feel like Ben Affleck is just too cliche. I'm sorry, no offense. I know that your husband he's great looking, but everybody wants him, and I don't want what everybody wants. I want that sloppy venom tongue all crazy night long.
But Ben's oh my a God.
Boston boy, you know he's dirty.
Probably. He was a dirty version of a Batman.
Tom Hardy gets a vote. Casey.
Come on, Casey. Do it for me.
Ew.
No. Wow, that's terrible.
That is so, considering you are like a sister from another mister, there was no doing it for you.
Oh, God.
I just spritzed a little.
We've already gone in the gutter.
I cannot with this chat right now.
Tom Hardy.
Are you kidding me?
Tom Hardy gets a vote. Jess. Tom Hardy, Ben Affleck.
I'm going to have to go with Tom Hardy.
You all suck.
HG.
Ben Affleck's too clean cut. Tom Hardy, give me like rugged, dirty bad boy.
Ben can be rugged.
Shanna.
You already know my vote. Tom Hardy.
And CA.
Just in time. not Ben. Like literally anybody but Ben.
I'm so I have no idea. Like, y'all have just broken my heart to shreds.
But that means you get it.
Listen, I got to listen to you guys rip my men to shreds, okay? So just know.
That means you get him because none of us want him. Girl code.
Fine.
Yeah, that's true, too.
In a 6-1 vote, Tom Hardy will be moving on to the next round. Next up, Jamie starts us off. We have a CA versus HG matchup, and it is Emma Watson versus Les Claypool.
Ooh, that is a good one. I don't really have a hard stake in either one of these, but Les Claypool, I don't know. There's just something about that mystery. I mean, Emma's got the girl next door, but we can all get that, so Less it is.
Les gets a vote. Casey, Les Claypool, Emma Watson.
Well, I feel like this would be a little bit more of an obvious vote for me. I will be voting for Emma Watson.
But you look like Les Claypool in a way, too. Come on.
Jess. So
I'm supposed to vote for my hall pass being somebody who looks like me.
Yep. So yeah. Make it awkward, but you can do the Eiffel Tower thing with someone.
London Bridge.
Yeah, I'm about to say more London Bridge, but that's all right.
I'm gonna have to say my lesbian's gonna come out, and I'm going with Emma Watson.
Yes.
Emma Watson gets a vote. HG.
Oh, Wes Claypool, of course.
It is a tie game, 2-2. Shanna.
Emma Watson could totally make my wand stand at attention if I had one, so I'm going Emma.
It's another vote. CA.
I would literally suck a fart out of her asshole. I'm going with Emma.
And go back for more.
She could harry my Potter. I have no idea what I'm saying, but I'll vote for Emma Watson.
In a 5-2, Emma Watson moves on. Casey gets to start us off. We have, looks like Amanda versus Shanna on this one.
Again.
And it is Josh Duhamel versus James McAvoy.
Ooh, James McAvoy. I forgot about his ass. Hold on, everybody's got to Google who the other guy is.
Y'all know who Josh Duhamel is? He was married
Mr.
to...
Mr. Fergie.
He was on...
Oh, no, Fergie. I know who Josh Duhamel is. I was totally...
I have no idea who that is.
Oh, he's so hot.
You know who James McAvoy is?
You don't even know who Fergie is?
I know who Fergie is.
Yeah, the other half of Fergie.
To be honest, that's actually probably Matt's vote in for his hall pass. He's mentioned Fergie before, so... Fucking MILF shake, bish.
MILF.
MILF. Saying, he knows a MILF song,
you know. He knows it. I sing it and dance to it all the time. The MILF shake brings the boys to this yard. That's for sure.
That's not Fergie, though.
That's Kellis.
That's Kellis. No, yeah. Well, Kellis, actually.
Sings about MILF.
Kellis. So anyway, Casey.
Josh DeMol.
I'm going to need y'all to get together today.
Josh gets a vote on this one. Jess.
James McAvoy. Him and HG. Split. Amazing.
James McAvoy.
Shanna.
You give me a man with an accent, and you also need to give me a new pair of underwear. James McAvoy.
CA.
It's definitely going to be James McAvoy. That guy is just beyond fine. Any guy into period vote. Drama is for me.
Atonement.
Ugh, exactly. But also, like, literally every other movie that he's been in has been incredible, so.
It is the fourth vote, which means it is a win. Amanda.
Josh, what is wrong with people? Although they're both hot, so it's okay.
Well, I mean, Josh got more votes than Ben Affleck did, so.
You are building up your roster, girl.
Because
you're going to have
Ben
a fun
Affleck.
Night.
People don't like Ben. I've accepted that.
And Jamie.
Okay, I'm sorry, but when James played Lex Luthor, the baldness ruined it for me.
When did he play Lex Luthor?
Didn't he play Lex Luthor in one of the X-Men? Or one of the spin-off movies?
Lex Luthor's DC. That's a completely different universe.
Well, didn't he
did play a bald guy in Split, or are you talking about Professor Xavier?
Yeah, there
you go. Yeah, Professor Xavier, my biscuit.
Yeah.
Anyways, all I know is Josh Duhamel. Like, I remember growing up going, damn, he's hot, she's hot, why the fuck not? Josh gets my vote.
I did love him and Win a Date with Tad Hamilton.
Yes. Yeah, he's just got that, like, boyish next door.
Yeah.
Always, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'd let him butter my biscuit.
Yeah, anything he touches is going
to
end
like
up being a good time.
In our first split vote, James McAvoy will be moving on 4-3. Have you guys seen the movie Buddy Games?
Yes. Hysterical.
He's in that one too. It's a really, really funny movie. It's probably one of my favorite movies he's ever been in, but that is me. James McAvoy moves on. Next up, Jess starts us off, and we have J.J. Fields versus Jeffrey Dean Morgan. This is a CA.
My husband versus whoever that guy is.
Versus Vanessa pick on this one.
You're on
mute, Love. Damn it.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan always. Sorry, my son has been in and out of here.
Who is the other one, though, real quick?
J.J. Fields.
We have J.J. Fields and Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Okay. I didn't know who I didn't know who J.J. Fields was either, so I still don't, be honest.
Good, keep that same energy. Morgan, don't even vote.
HG?
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Gets another one. Shanna?
So I am currently binge-watching The Walking Dead, and I'm not even kidding. I totally have a Negan kink, so I am going with Jeffrey.
I prefer him on Supernatural myself, but that's me.
Agreed. I prefer him on Supernatural, and same with Grey's Anatomy.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan does get another vote. CA?
I think you already know what my answer is going to be. My husband, J.J. Fields. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Amanda?
I have loved Jeffrey Dean Morgan since he was Denny Duquette. Although he is hotter on Walking Dead, Denny has a place in my heart. So, Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
I also loved him in P.S. I Love You.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, there's something about salt and pepper look that I have always been attracted to. Love it. I will have to admit, too, I have not watched Walking Dead. I will not watch Walking Dead. The little episodes that I Preach have it. Seen, he yeah. fucking sucks as an actor in. I'm sorry to say it. The acting is too forced. Because I've seen all of these actors in other aspects, and they are so more natural flowing. So, no disrespect. That's just my thought. But his face is what brought me into starting to watch The Walking Dead. So, my vote goes to him. Because that's the only reason why I clued in.
And Casey?
Jeffrey Dean.
Because he's a brother. Look at that.
It is a 6-1 vote. Jeffrey Dean Morgan does move on to the next round. HG starts us off. It is Amanda versus CA on this one. And we have... I mispronounce his name all the time, and I have no idea why. Idris Elba.
Oh, God.
Idris Elba. Idris Elba.
I know. I'm doing it just to piss her off now.
I'm leaving.
Versus Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman.
Make the right choice, everyone.
Shanna.
Idris Elba has
an Idris. 100%. Love me some Idris.
I would agree with Idris on this one, to be perfectly honest. But CA, what is your vote?
It's not going to be Idris. He already got sexiest man. Leave him at that. I'm going with Natalie Portman. It's a crime to say otherwise.
This is so fucked up. I can't even right now.
Amanda. Amanda's your vote.
Idris. Duh.
Let that man collect his accolades.
It is a tie game, 2-2. Jamie.
Here's my thing, is that Natalie looks like a girl I don't care for in real life. She seems like she's high maintenance. I would definitely be the guy in that relationship, and I'm definitely okay with that. But I'm going with Idris to back up my girl Amanda here, because I'm down for either one of these two.
Casey, is it Natalie Portman or Idris Elba?
Natalie Portman is a cheap ripoff Princess Leia / Carrie Fisher. Idris Elba.
Idris does get a vote and the win. Amanda.
I'm calling the police.
Finally!
Jess, finish us out.
I personally don't care for either of these two. So... I'm not going to let my lesbian come out in this, so I'm going to go with the other dude. Have you
it heard is that? 5-2.
What?
Natalie Portman, if I remember right, was in V for Vendetta.
Yes. Yes, she was.
Yeah. Sorry, but that would have gotten my vote alone right there. Shanna starts us off, and we have a Jess versus CA matchup on this one. It is Chris Pratt versus Tom Felton.
Yes.
I'm going Chris Pratt, just because that dude can make me laugh.
And he
looks funny as a new sexy. CA, Chris Pratt, Tom Felton.
Draco fucking Malfoy. Tom Felton.
He gets a vote. It is a tie game. Amanda.
definitely Chris Pratt, and I've loved him since he was a little tubby in Parks and Rec. So I loved him before he was a hot superhero.
Jamie?
Okay, so I'm not a Harry Potter fucking fan. This dude looks like I could break him in half just by sitting on his lap. So we're going to go with Chris Pratt because he did bring the Walkman back and made it look good. So
Chris Pratt is up 3-1. Casey.
Chris Pratt.
Is going to be winning this one. Jess.
So as much as I love Harry Potter, the older Tom Felton gets, the uglier he gets.
Yeah.
He starts looking like Templeton from Charlotte's Web.
I'm definitely going to have to go with Chris Pratt because, well, he's just sexy as fuck. And
he's Star-Lord.
Exactly. But, yeah, definitely Chris Pratt.
He can be the lord of my chocolate starfish.
HG finishes out.
Oh my god, what the hell did I sign up for?
I warned you guys well in advance.
Is Chris Pratt the dude that, like, tamed the velociraptors in, the Jurassic World thing? Yeah, Chris Pratt.
He is the alpha.
Not that I forgot about that, but that is a very great, like, little moment where you're like, oh my god, you are a whole package. I could take
Chris Pratt moves on 6-1. CA had to step out, so I am taking over for her. We have John Krasinski. Did I pronounce that right?
Krasinski.
Hey, I was close.
Jim Halpert.
We have Jim Halpert versus James Franco. This is Amanda versus HG on this one. I don't like him in The Office. I mean, I personally think he plays too much of a nerd for me on that one. But I do love him in the movie where they have to be quiet. Yeah,
A Quiet Place.
Yeah, Quiet Place. The first one. I haven't seen the second one yet, but the first one's pretty good.
He's not in the second one.
He's not in the second one.
Spoiler.
Yeah.
10 years old.
Oh, good thing I didn't unmute right there. That would have been a spoiler alert from asshole over here.
He's a good guy. Dude, if you guys watch Jack Ryan.
James Franco is funnier than fuck. And I'm one of these people that beauty fades. If you can intrigue me in a conversation and make me laugh, that's just freaking sexy. So James Franco gets my vote. Amanda.
I won't talk very long, but John Krasinski, has gotten hotter every year that he ages.
Yes.
He has, like, matured.
That is true.
So good. If you watch him in interviews or anything else, like, yeah, Jim, he plays this whatever character. He's a great director. He is a funny guy. And during COVID, he did that Some Good News thing and threw a virtual prom for kids that didn't get to go to their prom. So that alone, like, just sealed my heart for him. I am in love with John Krasinski, so he's going to get my vote till he's gone, which probably is now.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's probably going to be short. Jamie.
Franco's creepy.
Yeah, he can be. He really can be. I feel like he's annoyed me in some of his roles. I got brought up over a second ago about This Is the End. I laughed my ass right off on that one, so I don't care. But I have met a guy that looked literally identical, minus a couple moles on his face wise, as James Franco, and I laughed my ass off, and I'll vote for him because it's cute in person.
James Franco gets a vote. Casey.
Krasinski.
Looks it like a tie game right there, just like, you know, just, you know my vote, bitch.
Jess.
I'm gonna have to go with John as well.
It's John over James on that one. HG.
Oh, James Franco, for being funny.
Which means...
And hot.
It is our first...
John Krasinski is funny, too!
It is a first...
It's a different kind of funny.
Fair.
It is a different kind of funny. It's a dry humor as opposed to, like, a... I'm not going to say that word, but it's just a dry humor for John. Boy. James is... It's just more stupid. It's more stupid funny, and that... It's hard to die. It is a tie game, though, coming down 3-3. It is coming down to Shanna. Is it John or James?
I absolutely loved John's lip sync battle with Anne Hathaway. So for that alone, he is getting my vote.
John moves on to the next round, and last up in the first half of the first round, Amanda starts us off. It is Shanna versus Jess on this one, and we have Charlie Hunnam versus Justin Chambers.
Justin Chambers
gets a vote. Jamie,
who's the vote?
Charlie Hunnam versus Justin Chambers. Charlie Hunnam played Jax Teller.
Yep, that's my vote.
I am not finding him attractive. I don't know why.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, he is. Fine,
I'm not
like Casey.
Charlie Hunnam.
Jess.
Both of these guys are sexy as fuck. But Justin Chambers, Grey's Anatomy, had the best developmental character there ever was.
Yes, until the end.
Until the end, and then he just fucked shit up.
I wanted to break my TV.
Yeah, me too. I'm gonna have to go with him. With Justin Chambers.
So, tie game, HG.
If you've seen The Wedding Planner, there's a very young Justin Chambers in The Wedding Planner. And he plays like an Italian dude.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I have a problem with the tortured, gritty bad boy, so Charlie Hunnam.
Alex Karev is a tortured, gritty bad boy.
He is, too.
Not Shanna. Charlie Hunnam, though.
Nobody needs to even ask my vote. Like, I would ride that man like a motorcycle. Charlie Hunnam.
I'm going to go with Charlie.
Wheels, though.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Charlie Hunnam as well. It is a 5-2 vote. We will be right back after this break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Shanna, one of the hosts of Crime Rewind, dropping new episodes every Tuesday morning, wherever you can find your podcast fix. We bring out old cases and give them new light. So get your most comfy armchair, buckle up, and enjoy the ride.
And by we, she means her and me.
Yes, Amanda's here too.
If you like this podcast, please show us some love and give us a like, a share, and add a subscribe while you're there. After all, it's free and it helps us to spread this bastardly fun.
We are back for the second half of round one, and Jamie starts us off on this one. We have a Jess versus Vanessa vote on this one, and it is Jensen Ackles versus Jason Momoa.
I was going to support my girl, but I'm...
Son of a bitch.
Oh, Jason can Momoa my lawn.
Son of a bitch.
He can fertilize it. He can plant beautiful flowers. He can do whatever the fuck he wants. Okay. The only reason why I'm actually interested in this guy is because I have ran into him in real life. Very, very
briefly. Doesn't he smell fantastic?
Huh?
Oh, he's a good dude, too.
Smell fantastic.
I don't remember that part because I was so stunned at how huge he is in real life compared to me. He was the ultimate sweetheart, kept to himself. It was at a gas station passing. I said something stupid. He laughed. So we're in love. That's why he's, you know, singling up and stuff. I'm sorry. If there's
saying things are getting serious.
It is. And anytime I need him, I just go over to the pond by my house. It's called Sunken Gardens. I just tap on the water because Aquaman comes every time.
Aquaman.
He would with me.
I'll wait for it.
Jason
gets a well-deserved vote on that one. Casey.
Fuck Aquaman.
I would.
Winchester all day, every day, and twice on Sunday.
Tackle. I'd fuck the aqua right out of him.
Yeah, he just damn.
Jensen gets a vote. Jess.
Jensen can put me in all type of different positions that he... of his choosing. I do not care. I'm his future wife, regardless if he wants it or not. He's all mine.
And you wouldn't have to keep tying him up in your basement if he'd stop running.
I know, right? Then damn supernaturals that he has to go after.
Jensen does get another vote. HG.
Oh, Jason Momoa. The hair and the beard and the... fucking smile. Like, I'm a puddle.
It is a tie game. Shanna.
For some reason, I keep picturing Aquaman jizz as Aquaphor. And I have like a giant tub of it. So now I'm like, hmm. So I'm going with Jason Momoa. I like to slather myself in it. It's very moisturizing.
The lotions on the skin.
Oh, wow. Cures my psoriasis.
I need alcohol.
Freddie, you knew I was going to be problematic. To be fair.
Jason Momoa, Freddie.
Well, it's still my vote, but
he's got to gather his thoughts. That's what you get when you follow me up in the lineup.
No, the only reason why is that I have a small container of it upstairs too for tattoo care. So now every time I get a tattoo, I'm gonna think of that, and I'm gonna have to go get some other stuff, and no, it's just not cool.
You want to go with Jensen.
Whatever. With Amanda voting for Jason, I'm gonna go for Jensen anyway. It's going to be a split vote, but it is a split vote right now. But even though you haven't officially given your vote yet because it was out of turn, I will give you the opponent, because since it is a 3-3 tie, Jason or Jensen will be facing Tom Hardy in the next round.
Oh, Jason. Tom Hardy needs to go.
Thank you. I was going to say, girl, I had your back. I'll have it a little bit more. We just got to get Momoa going.
Did you know? Because you voted against two of my choices.
In
defense, so did a majority of other people. So, set. Casey starts us off. Michael B. Jordan, which is Shanna's pick, versus Jamie's pick, Nicolas Cage.
Ew. Sorry, Jamie.
More like Nicolas Cage.
Wow. Yeah, it's not even a contest. Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan does get a vote on that one. Jess.
Nicolas Cage.
HG.
Which Nicolas Cage are we talking about? I think we need to clarify.
Gone in 60 seconds. That Nicolas Cage. Like the Angelina Jolie Gone in 60 seconds. That kind of that.
Do that again.
I mean, do that technically again. he was super hot in Ghost Rider.
I feel like Nicolas Cage is the wrong kind of weird. Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan gets the vote. Shanna.
Obviously, Michael B. Jordan is my vote, but I would let that man box my clitoris like a speed bag.
I'm going to keep Nick Cage in the race right now. Amanda.
Oh, Michael B. Jordan can get it all day, every day. Yeah. Sexual chocolate.
Mark Henry. Jamie.
I'm not disagreeing on the Michael B. Jordan thing, but everybody does want him. He is very... I love his method of acting. I love how he trains. He is a very good guy on that, but I'm just going with old school Nicolas Cage because he was... had this, like, aura about him. And then, to be honest, his son has some gorgeous, dreamy eyes. So, like, because he can make pretty good babies, I'm going to go with Nicolas Cage.
In another split vote, Michael B. Jordan moves on to face Emma Watson in the next round. Jess will be starting us off. We have Jay Lane versus Jason Sudeikis. This is HG versus Amanda on this one.
Jason Sudeikis.
We'll be getting a vote. HG?
Jay Lane with the big curly hair and the drummer arms and the whole fucking weird, funky musician-ness of him. Obviously, because I put him on there.
All right. Shanna?
I'm going with Jay Lane.
I don't know who Jay Lane is, and I don't have the ability to look him up right now. But Primus, I don't know. Yeah, but I'm not a huge fan of Primus. So
Primus sucks.
There you go, Freddie.
He looks like great value Jason Momoa.
You know what? Yeah, you know, I'm gonna have to go with Jay Lane as well, because like as far as looks wise, he's better looking than Jason Sudeikis is.
He's like if you ordered Jason Momoa off of Wish.
Hey, don't be dissing Wish, dude. I love Wish. Jay Lane gets a vote.
Freddie was Beauty fades, but if you can make me laugh, it lasts forever. If you're going by that logic, you need to pick Jason Sudeikis.
But J-Lane's hilarious. J-Lane is in Primus, which is a really funny, like, ridiculous band. J-Lane's got an... I met J-Lane after a show, and he's funny as fuck.
Either way, he gets my vote. Amanda.
Again, Jason Sudeikis, funny as fuck, and again, has aged and keeps on aging very well. Plus, Ted Lasso. Come on, you guys. Not that I'm saying he's attractive as Ted Lasso, but he is fucking hilarious. Jason Sudeikis will make you laugh on your deathbed, so that's who I want.
Jamie.
I mean, I'm actually torn on this one because Jason makes me laugh, and that's a huge thing. You gotta make me laugh, but I don't know, Jay. At first, when I look at Jay, he reminds me of Jason Christopher, which is who I should have put on this list. If you don't know who he has done many bass work for a lot of bands out there. But anyways, I don't know. Jay's got that Salt and Pepper look, so I'm going to go with that sexiness.
I'm getting obliterated.
I do like Jason Sudeikis. I'd vote for him if he wasn't up against Jay Lane.
It's because you picked your people based on your heart, and we picked ours based on our vaginas.
Well,
Casey avoids. Casey avoids a split decision on this one because Jay Lane will be moving on. But Casey, is it Jason or Jay on this one?
I almost wish it would have been a tie so I could do this and have it mean more. But Amanda had my vote until she threw out those two words, Ted Lasso.
Fuck How would Apple. You know? You haven't seen it.
Because fuck Apple. And
yeah, well,
fuck you.
Okay, but Jason could be dirty too, because in Horrible Bosses he goes, I'd like to bend her over a barrel and show her the 50 states. It's like, what? It's a saying. People say it. We say that in house.
Jay Lane moves on. We'll be facing James McAvoy. There's an entire corner of this, by the way, just Jay names.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't planned that way. It just happened to go that way. Like, just all J names. There's Josh, James, Jay, Jason, JJ, Jeffrey, Johnny, and Jennifer. Speaking of Johnny and Jennifer, those are the next two. HG starts us off. We have Jess versus Jamie on this one, and it is Johnny Depp versus Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, Johnny Depp all the way, playing in Fear and Loathing. I used to watch that all the time, and Johnny Depp. I love him in the Tim Burton movies, too.
Casey's having an aneurysm because he wants to pick both of these.
I'm the same way. I feel you, bud.
Shanna.
I'm going to have to go with Jennifer Aniston. I am not a Johnny Depp fan. Like, I liked him before he started teaming up with Tim Burton. Cat pee. Cat pee.
Yeah, that's the hashtag cat pee.
Yeah, I was going to say hashtag cat pee
Captain
for Shanna.
Jack Sparrow.
He looks like he bathed in whiskey and cat pee.
It was Rom, thank you.
Hey, I love the smell of whiskey, thank you very much. So.
I pee on him if that's what he wanted.
You'd throw the jellyfish at him.
I'd golden shower him all day if that's what he asked for.
See Amanda running down the beach with a pouch of jellyfish just throwing them at him so he can pee on him.
You know, that is actually a myth.
I know. If it's a myth that got her the ability to pee on Johnny Depp,
yeah. Sure. I don't need the jellyfish.
Tie game between Johnny Depp and Jennifer Aniston on this one. I'm going to try to find the sexiest versions of both of these in my head. Johnny Depp would probably be from Crybaby, looks-wise, not character-wise, but looks-wise. And Jennifer Aniston, of course, yes, would be Horrible Bosses. I'm going to have to go with Johnny Depp on this one.
What about her dance moves in We're the Millers?
She's still hot.
Oh, I hate that. I hate that movie. Beyond hate that movie.
Really? I love that movie!
Oh, my God.
I love that movie. There's
that movie
no regrets
so
here.
No regrets?
No regrets. That's the only good part about that. Is that meme? Oh, that's it.
Job,
Johnny Depp gets my vote. Amanda.
Jennifer Aniston is super hot. And yeah, in Horrible Bosses, she's like, you're going to fuck my slutty little mouth. But
she doesn't age either.
No, she ages better. But I could break her in half with my pinky. So I'm going to go with Johnny Depp because I feel like he could support all of this.
Jamie.
I just want to say, though, my vote's not for Johnny. I I want to, and I want him to know I support him. Fuck you, Amber. You stupid little bitch. But anyways, he's a great actor, good looking. But Jennifer Aniston, that woman has always had great hair. Ooh, I would go to my hair appointments and be like, get my hair to look like that.
Hit me all the Rachel. Time.
That was cool. Yeah, like it would just fall in place. Like, yeah. I don't know why. I would just. She's just a soft pretty. So I'll vote for her.
It is 3-2 right now. Casey, Johnny, or Jennifer?
I'm a squirter, Dale.
Speaking of squirting, nobody has squirt his shirt during the show. Also known for the rest of you blowing your load.
Yeah, that's going to be what I'm calling it when I use mine later. It was almost ruined for me when the whole debate came about Amanda frenetically chasing him down the beach, throwing jellyfish at him. Came up.
Baywatch style.
Yes.
That almost makes it even worse.
Or better.
Jennifer Aniston is fucking hot. She doesn't fucking age badly. She gets hotter as she gets older. But fuck Amber Heard, Johnny Depp.
With that, Johnny Depp, we'll be moving on. Jess.
Johnny Depp. He's so sexy.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp does move on. He moves on 5-2. We'll be facing Jeffrey Dean Morgan in the next round.
Oh, fuck bye, you.
Shanna starts us off. We have a Shanna versus HG vote. It is Jake Gyllenhaal versus Sherry Moon Zombie.
Cat pee. I gotta go with Jake Gyllenhaal. Even if he is a jerk. I like a jerk every once in a while.
Wasn't you that put Jake Gyllenhaal in here?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, because that's what I've written down. And you're like, ew. I'm like,
no, I meant cat pee for Sherry Moon.
Zombie.
Yeah, but like, I didn't read her name yet. And then
I said, ooh.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like, ew.
No, ooh.
Like, I just threw up on my mouth a little bit. Jake Gyllenhaal gets a vote. Just because I want to gross out Shannon a little bit more. I'm going to go with Sherry on this one. Just for fun. Amanda.
Just for shits and peas.
Yeah. So you guys know about the whole thing with Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth, her new song and all that?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I saw a meme the other day that it was of Jake Gyllenhaal calling Liam Hemsworth, and he was like, hey, bro, first time. Forget the song written about you. Anyway, I'll vote for Gyllenhaal, even though he's. Because Sherry Moon Zombie is. I think you'd have to triple bag it if you were going to fuck her.
All plastic. Jamie.
How do you expect me to vote when you said that?
Carefully.
There's something about Jake Gyllenhaal that I feel like he's got that good boy vibe, but he'd probably be pretty dirty. But I'm just not I don't know. I'm not attracted to that. And when you said Sherry Moon, I heard Matt go real quick to that. And I'm like, well, I see. I think I know where his vote is. My vote's baby, definitely
baby.
I mean, it's Taylor on her 21st birthday.
It is a tie game. Jake and Sherry are both tied at 2-2. Casey.
Sherry.
Sherry does get a vote. He's up 1. Jess, is it Jake or baby?
Jake.
It is a tie game coming down to HG.
Fuck you, Freddy.
You can try. I mean...
Jake Gyllenhaal, and you put him up against Sherry, which I put on the list. Sherry Moon Zombie.
There's just something crazy and fun that I'm just like, I think I'd sit back and be like, just go, honey, just go.
I'd be worried she'd slit my throat after we were done.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like that would be kind of situation.
I don't want to die.
I mean, if you're going to die, like, what a way to go out.
I don't want the last thing I smell to be out if you're going to die.
I don't want the last thing I smell to be cat pee before she slits my throat.
Next round, 4-3, baby does be moving on. It is versus 5-2, Mr. Elba. Just because I keep I've mispronounced his name so many times, intentionally messing it up. Like it's gotten my head where I can't pronounce it right anymore because I've mispronounced it on purpose so many times.
Right. So we got Jensen Ankles and we got whatever his name is.
Yeah, it's whatever. Baby does move on though. Next up, I will be starting us off actually, and we have Scott Eastwood, which is Vanessa's pick, versus Angelina Jolie, which is Jamie's pick. I gotta go with Jolie on this one. I can't even come up with a response on why to go with Scott Eastwood. So Jolie gets my vote. Amanda.
I hate Angelina Jolie with the fire of 1,000 suns. So Scott.
Jamie.
I mean, this is a good matchup. Scott is a good looking guy, but my love for Angelina Jolie comes from the movie Gia. I don't know.
That is such a good movie.
Not many people have even seen it. Mind you though, Shanna, I watched this movie with my dad when it first came out.
Yeah, HBO. Shout out to HBO.
And it literally opened my eyes to a lot of things. And my dad and I had great conversation with it. Angelina Jolie had me from that movie on. If you haven't seen it, Amanda, that might be a good one just to kind of show a little bit of
strange.
You have? Okay. Because just to me, it's just that was a good start off. Now, if I would have gone off of Angelina Jolie during all the cliche shit, I wouldn't be voting for her. But I just have a deep, deep love because it goes back.
My personal favorite Jolie is in the movie Wanted, but that's me.
Oh, that movie is James McAvoy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on.
We'd have a spank party and watch that one together, Freddie.
Shit.
Jolie gets a vote. Casey.
You amazing women brought up the fact that for Sherry, you probably would have to triple bag it. I would assume with Angelina Jolie, you'd probably have to at least quadruple bag it. Only for the pure fact that she loves her brother.
She didn't make out.
I mean, you get hepatitis just looking at her.
God damn it. Now you guys are ruining my vote.
Sorry.
So, yeah, Scott.
It is a tie game. Jess.
I'm going to have to go with Scott.
AC?
Why aren't we bringing up the fact that you'd have to double or triple bag it for any of the dudes? Because I'm sure they're way worse than the women on this list. But I'm going to go with Angelina Jolie.
I can't sleep with anybody that wears a vial of my blood around their neck. That's just a little too far for me.
So, Miss Spank Bank herself, it is a tie game, 3-3, for Scott Eastwood versus Angelina Jolie. And since we've already gone through the first half of round one, we do have the competitor that will be in the next matchup. Would you like to find out who that is?
Yes, please.
Moving on, 6-1, beating out Tom Felton, it is Chris Pratt.
I think I'm going to have to, even though I would love to let Scott Eastwood make a deposit in the Bank of Spank at any time, I am going to have to go with Angelina Jolie because I feel like it's the more strategic move because I think Chris Pratt will take out Angelina.
Good job.
And that's exactly what that rule is for. Amanda starts us off. We have Henry Cavill versus Kevin Hart. This is Vanessa versus Jamie. And Amanda starts us off.
I gotta go with Henry. He's super sexy.
Jamie?
I have also, not only have I mentioned I met Aquaman in passing, I have met Superman, and he's a twat in person. He really is. Yeah, you know where my vote's going on this one.
With your twat?
Kevin Hart gets a vote. Casey?
Kevin Hart, is it little comedian
Five
Kevin Hart?
5'3", my fun size homie. Hell yeah.
Itty bitty teeny.
All you girls could literally pick him up and put him in your pocket and take him around and spank bank him anytime you wanted.
Exactly. Yes, he's my height, so we can look at each other when we're doing it.
Makes scissoring so much easier.
I feel like when I say this, there's going to be an inappropriate joke that comes out of it because it's already come up on previous Bastard episodes before, but I'm going to say it. There is only one Superman in the entire world, and it is not him.
The only food group I don't eat.
Yeah. Kevin Hart.
Gets a vote. Jess?
I'm going to have to agree.
HG?
Kevin Hart. He's funny.
Shanna?
I'm going to let my vagina be my compass, and it is going towards Kevin Hart.
It's just like that so movie that Daniel Radcliffe is in where his dick's the compass.
I'm going to go with Kevin Hart as well, mainly because I have trouble pronouncing the other guy's name in the first place. And Kevin Hart's just a funny fucking dude. So moving on, 6-1, we'll be facing another J name, which surprisingly not on the other side. John Krasinski went on 4-3. Last up in this round, Jamie starts us off, and we have BJ Novak versus Norman Reedus. This is Jess versus CA.
Okay, BJ Novak and who?
Norman Reedus was from The Walking Dead.
Oh,
he's also in Boondock Saints.
Yes.
For those who haven't seen The Walking Dead.
I'm not attracted to either one. So Amanda, who am I voting for?
Norman Reedus.
Okay.
Norman Reedus.
Norman Reedus, because he can read me my rights anytime.
I'm not really attracted to either of these guys either, but BJ Novak is fucking hilarious.
Aww.
Casey?
I cannot vote for somebody who started a fire, so it's Daryl Dixon all day long.
Yeah!
Jess?
Norman Reedus.
You can use
that crossbow on me anytime.
Norman Reedus.
Shanna?
Daryl can put his dicks on me anytime.
Wait, how many does he have?
I'm going to go for Norman Reedus as well. Walking Dead aside, he was, like I said, he was also in Boondock Saints, which is one, a fantastic movie.
Yeah.
Just to even starters. But his look in The Walking Dead, the entire ruffian, not at the start, because he was kind of a punk at the start, but when you... The further along in the series you go, like the better he looks. BJ Novak, even though he's super smart, he was on Celebrity Jeopardy about a week ago, which is where I first saw him at. And I also didn't know that he was a producer for the American version of The Office.
Yeah, he was a producer, a writer. He was a big fan of the writer staff.
He will be getting my vote on that one. Amanda, finish us out.
Norman Reedus.
Which means, in our first round, Norman Reedus is the absolutely only sweep that we have.
Yeah.
But he will be facing Charlie Hunnam in the next round. And that will be coming up after this break.
We interrupt all these beautiful ads on Bracket Bastards to bring you the following non-paid-for advertisement. An Evening at the Movies is everybody's favorite movie-based podcast where we eat stale popcorn and drink watered-down sodas and discuss all of our favorite movies and why we love them, as well as it is also a big part of the I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network. Check us out. Check all the network shows out, as well as stay updated with all things coming branched off of An Evening at the Movies, where we may be doing brackets, we may be doing recasting, we may even be venturing into the world of reading books and reviewing those as well. So find us on social media. You can find us and listen to us on all listening devices that you may get your podcast needs from. And now we return you to your regularly scheduled Bracket Bastards episode.
Stay tuned after the disclaimer for something a little extra.
Round two.
And we are back for round two. Casey will be starting us off on this one, and we have Tom Hardy versus Jason Momoa.
Fuck you, Freddy.
Again, I mean, the offer's there.
Can we play like the real life away, version of Hungry Hippos afterwards?
I'm going to vote for the former Mr. Denise Huxtable. Jason Momoa
gets a vote. Jess?
Jason Momoa.
HG?
Jason Momoa. But I really want to. I really like John, Tom Hardy too. And fuck you, Freddy.
Yeah, fuck you, Freddy.
Dude, we're just gonna have fun now. Like, Jason Momoa gets another vote. Shanna.
I gotta go with Tom Hardy.
You would.
I would.
It's that tone. I'm gonna go with Jason as well, fellow Iowan.
It's that Amanda. Hard on.
Definitely Jason Momoa.
Ooh, that means I get Tom Hardy to myself.
Yeah, you can have him.
Jamie.
Yeah, because this is like two that I'm feeling just like HG, like fuck you, man. I've never had a three-way, but I feel like that's where I'm sitting at right now is between two guys. I'm like, God damn it.
Same. Tom Hardy would be a sandwich. Totally. I would be the filling in the sandwich.
And like what gets me is Tom Hardy, like in Venom, he plays a journalist. And I love journalism. That was my big thing back in the day. So that was another reason why I felt attraction towards him. But this means more, you know, all that stuff. I totally love this, but I fucking hate this at the same time, Freddy. I'm gonna have to go with Jason Momoa. I'm gonna have to.
Freddy is mine and mine alone.
Yeah, you go right on ahead. Get that one.
It is a 6-1 vote. Jason Momoa will be moving on this one. So Jeff starts this one off. How about James McAvoy versus Jay Lane?
James McAvoy.
We'll be getting a vote. HG.
So Jay Lane is not just the drummer for Primus, but he's also the drummer for Rat Dog, which is a fucking amazing band. And I love Jay Lane. So Jay Lane.
When this episode airs, you need to like tag him so he can know that you love him this much and have been promoting him to move on like the hottest.
I've met him a couple times and told him he has a wife. She's really nice. So I he'd totally be my hall pass, but I wouldn't like pursue him. My girlfriend that's here, she got to play with him like music.
Oh.
Okay.
Which is really fucking cool.
Glad you clarified that up.
That's what we call it over here too, is that we make beautiful music together.
No, like real music.
Speaking of playing with guys, nobody has squirt his shirt yet.
Squirt his
shirt yet. It is Shanna, James McAvoy, Jay Lane.
James McAvoy.
You know what? Just for shits and giggles, I'm going to go with Jay Lane on this one. Amanda.
Tits and giggles.
I think I'm going to go for Jay Lane.
Tequila and tacos. You go Jay Lane?
Yeah.
Jamie.
Jay is not the hottest drummer out there, but he definitely gets my vote right now. He definitely does.
And Casey.
Good. I didn't want to break that tie anyway. McAvoy.
Casey was right, by the way. But Jay Lane will be moving on 4-3. Every time I write Jay Lane, I keep wanting to write Jay Leno.
I know. That's what I was first thinking when you said that name. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Who did that?
Like, that totally rules the spank thing.
But I'm like, I'm not here to yuck anybody's yum, but that deserves some judgment.
That's a definite yuck. I mean, you can do what you want. Like, I'm not here to judge outwardly, but
I'm judging that on the inside.
HG.
Yes.
Starts us out. And we have Mr. Idris Elba versus Sherry Moon Zombie.
Sherry Moon Zombie.
Ready.
You guys, seriously.
Sherry Moon Zombie.
Shanna.
Say no to cat pee, Idris.
Gets a vote. I'm going to go with baby on this one. Sexual preference. He is a better looking guy, though. Like, he is a awesome, fantastic looking guy, but I'm like 95% straight type thing. So, Amanda.
Idris, all day.
Jamie.
I'm gonna back my girl up. Idris.
Thank you.
One, because I wanted to say that name too. I need to practice it a little bit more.
Wow.
Yeah, so do I. Casey.
So, it was recently brought up in the break before I did my ad. I will be casting my vote for the least desirable member of the Dark Tower cast. Because I cannot stand that movie and I cannot stand what they did to that story. But Idris Elba.
The movie sucks, but he's the most desirable member of that cast.
I feel like there's women that may disagree with you on that, considering who his counterpart is in the movie.
They're wrong.
Idris Elba or Matthew McConaughey, women, what are we talking about here?
Idris.
Matthew McConaughey.
Idris. Fuck McConaughey. Sorry. It's not all right.
I mean, if you want to, I'm pretty sure you wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
No.
All right.
Can you imagine having sex with him every thrust is like, all right.
Little John.
Yes. Okay. Yes. What's your vote?
Idris.
We'll be moving on. Looks like 5-2. Next up, Shannon starts us off. We have John Krasinski versus Kevin Hart.
Jim Halpert all day. So cute.
You know, you might want to stop Jim because he'll make you cry again.
I will. I've done it multiple times. Jim gets a vote. I'm going to go with Kevin Hart on this one. Funny dude. Amanda.
John Krasinski.
Plus, doesn't that kind of sound like a Unabomber type name?
Maybe that's
Jamie.
Still for me.
I'm definitely going to go Kevin Hart because I feel his stand-up. When he talks about his checking and his savings account, he's got to transfer money from his savings account to his checking account to cover the bill. If you guys haven't watched that shit, all right, like get on it. Kevin Hart is absolutely hilarious. And his COVID
special. I feel
like special.
He would have little guy syndrome in the bedroom. That's why I don't.
You know, to be honest with you,
him,
when
you'd
you
be
watch
shorter
him,
than you are.
When,
so,
he's,
so
he's
he'd try harder to please you?
What? Well, there's wait, something about his free flow dancing and his playing around in some of the videos he's done at home during COVID that I'm like, I don't think he has that syndrome in bed. There's no Napoleon syndrome with him by any means, but he can play off of it and make fun of himself very well. And that's a key thing for me is if I make fun of myself. So I love that man.
Kevin Hart and John Krasinski.
Close.
I know. I'm messing it up on purpose now. Are tied right now. Casey.
Krasinski.
Gets a vote. Jess.
John.
Gets another one. HG.
John Krasinski.
Yes.
And it is 5-2.
Thank you.
Kind of wonder how many different ways I can fuck up his name on purpose.
I'm sure there's...
It's a challenge now. I'm kind of enjoying it.
Call him
Crunchy Shirt. I don't know why, but when I look at his name, I feel like I need to say Crunchy Shirt.
John Crunchy Shirt. That's what happens when you squirt on a shirt.
I didn't mean to do that either. Oops.
5 minutes with him and he'll be able to crack that shirt in half.
Does it dry that fast? I know. I start this one off and we have Emma Watson versus Michael B. Jordan. I mean, it's Emma Watson for me. I'm a Harry Potter fan. Michael B. Jordan did a really, really good job. Does good job in like every single movie that he's in. I haven't seen a single role that he's done that he hasn't risen to the occasion. So
I loved him in Friday Night Lights too.
Emma Watson gets my vote. Amanda,
not the movie.
Michael B. Jordan can rise to my occasion all day, every day. Michael B. Jordan.
Jamie.
I'm gonna vote for Michael B. Jordan on this one.
Flame on.
Casey.
I totally forgot that he was in Friday Night Lights. I mean, it doesn't change my vote at all. I mean, Emma Watson, but yeah, wow. Yes, Emma Watson.
Is a tie game, 2-2. Jess.
My lesbianism is coming out, and I have to go for Emma Watson.
Emma Watson gets a vote.
Tonight's conversation. Mommy, what's a lesbian?
Google
filter
off.
Yes, mom said she's a lesbian.
HG, Emma Watson, Michael B. Jordan.
I don't have, like, a particular affinity to either one of them, but Emma Watson.
We'll be getting the win with that vote. Shanna.
Michael B. Jordan.
It is a 4-3 split. Watson will be facing Jason Momoa in the next round. So, easy win for Jason on that one. Next up, Amanda starts us off. We have Johnny Depp versus Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Johnny Depp. Fuck you, Freddy.
I mean, yeah.
He's like James. Dodging offers.
I am. Beat it off with a stick now. You're just beating off. I don't know.
Same.
Jamie, Jeffrey Dean Morgan or Johnny Depp?
I'm gonna go Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp gets a vote. Casey.
I hate this, but I'm going to steal a phrase from Shanna. I'll be voting for Cat P.
Oh, motherfucker.
Jess.
Damn you, Freddy.
Nobody has squirt his shirt.
I don't know if it's worth it at this point yet, is it?
Yeah, it's not really worth it because there's like not very many votes left.
You humping the air while you're deciding?
Where's your other hand, Jeff? That's what I'm wondering. Where's the other hand? Yeah. Handshake.
I have my son right here, thank you.
He's okay. Young enough, he's not gonna know.
Ew. I mean, I would love to be in the same room with both of these guys at the same time. That would be amazing. I'm gonna have to go to Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp goes 4-0 on this one. HG?
You fuckers and your cat pee.
You blah, blah, need blah. To redefine cat pee.
What's cat pee about Johnny Depp?
Every single Tim Burton movie looks like the people have been pulled out of a pool of cat pee.
Or like a hoarder's house that smells horrid that you gotta walk in with the hazmat stuff. That's where she's going.
Him and Rob Zombie, like cat pee finaglers.
Do not put Rob Zombie and Johnny Depp in the same
sentence. No, I'm putting Tim Burton.
So in real life, I'm just a dirty hippie. So I'm going to vote for Cat Pee and Johnny Depp.
I can attest Rob Zombie doesn't smell like Cat Pee, but he's a dick.
Well, this is not going to be a sweep, but Shanna.
Not Cat Pee. Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
He looks like
he smells like a whiskey barrel, and I'm here for it. Cigars and whiskey barrels.
Johnny Depp moves on 5-2. We'll be facing Jay Lane 4-3 next round.
Oh.
Bye, Jay.
This is probably the best episode to say this on, but it's going to get harder and harder the further we go.
That's what she said.
Speaking of things getting hard, Jamie will be starting this one off, but we have Chris Pratt versus Angelina Jolie.
I'm over Angelina Jolie and the cliche shit. I like how Chris Pratt, I've seen him condition for all these movies and he's done all sorts of different looks. He can be squishy, he can be muscular, he can do it all. And he does a great job. Squishy. But I like Chris Pratt. He just makes me laugh in a wholesome way. So
I will not vote for anybody who is guilty of incest. Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt gets a vote. I guarantee you, I'm going to, Jess is going to go for Pratt on this one, even though she's not here. If she decides not to go with Pratt, I will take that off the board. But just for that, HG, Pratt, Julie.
Chris Pratt can try and tame this bratty velociraptor any day. Chris Pratt.
Gets another one. Jess, I'm assuming you're going with Chris Pratt on this one.
Yes, sorry. Yep. I don't know what happened. On
you were double-clicking your mouse too hard?
No, my son keeps messing with shit.
Chris Pratt gets the vote. Shanna?
I am definitely going with Chris Pratt.
Gets her vote. Gets my vote. Amanda.
Yep.
Gets a sweep. 7-0. We'll be facing Idris Elba. Next round.
Amanda just double clicked her mouse.
Yep. Last up in round two, Casey starts us off. We have Norman Reedus versus Charlie Hunnam.
Well, then on that note, I will not be squirting the shirt, but I will be blowing my load.
First person to blow their load or squirt their shirt is a guy. Just make that one well known. Jess.
Norman Reedus.
Gets a vote. HG.
I'm too drunk for it to be 12:30 in the afternoon. Why does it have to be too early? Charlie Hunnam with his long hair and his, like, tortured soul.
Shanna. Charlie Hunnam. Norman. I'm going to go for Charlie Hunnam as well on this one. Amanda.
I think I'll go for Charlie as well.
With that, we'll be moving on. Jamie.
Once I found out that he really has an accent, I was like, yes,
yeah.
Girl. I watched him on Sons of Anarchy first, and so I really dug him as an actor and everything, so I'm going to go for that. Charlie.
Yeah, I'm not going to
lie. And the person...
He hides that accent really, really well on Sons of Anarchy.
Really well. That's why it completely blew my mind. That I'm like, usually you could tell by a little tinge of how they pronounce certain words still, but he really does not a great job.
So does Idris.
I can't believe I didn't think of that. Yes, that's very true. Very true.
The blower of loads, Casey, what is your vote?
Squirt that shirt. Squirt that shirt.
I already blew my load. Thank you very much. I can't double blow my load. I'm a guy.
Could if you tried.
One time, and we're done.
No. I say that's not true. I know for a fact guys can blow their load multiple times. Some guys can.
Most of the time, one time, and we're ready to take a nap. Fuck it. Charlie Hunnam.
It means it is a 6-1. We'll be facing a 5-2 and John Krasinski.
John Luigi.
Yeah. John Luigi.
It's me, Mario.
That is the Elite Eight. We'll be right back after this last break, and then we will be finalizing this entire thing.
Amanda, the host of the Sip List podcast, which is a top five podcast where we drink adult beverages and count down our top five favorites of all the things from movies to music, books, sex, etc. So find it wherever you get your podcast fix and check it out. Sip List.
Round three.
Welcome back for round three. Jess. Gets to start us off, and we're gonna go. It's a Vanessa versus CA pick, and it is Jason Momoa versus Emma Watson.
Yeah, I'm not so Jason Momoa. On my list.
Jason Momoa was your bench because it was already pick.
Oh, okay.
Yep, it's because Vanessa got her picks in well before you did, so. Jason Momoa gets a vote. HG.
Aquaman can handle this mess, so Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa gets another vote. Shanna.
Jason Momoa.
No, Jason Momoa's going to win this, so I'm going to throw Emma Watson a vote. Just for Beauty and the Beast alone. And I love a girl that can sing, so there's that. Amanda.
Aquaman.
We'll be moving on. Jamie.
Yes. Jason Momoa, my lawn, please.
Gets a vote. Casey finishes out.
I don't think it necessarily matters, so go ahead and mark me down for that mammal.
It is a 6-1 vote. I am the lone voter for Emma Watson on this one. Jason moves on to the final four. HG starts us off, and I'm sorry, but I'm going to give this one to you. HG versus Jess on this one. We have Jay Lane versus Johnny Depp.
Oh, fuck you, Freddy. I'm squirting his shirt.
You're squirting his shirt.
You yeah. can't make that. Don't make me choose.
All right, Shanna.
I'm going
Johnny Depp. Jay Lane.
No cat pee.
Get a vote.
Cat pee when you're talking about Johnny Depp.
In effort to make this a tie-breaking decision for HG, just because I want to see if that happens, I'm going to go for Johnny Depp on this one. Amanda.
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp. Jamie.
I really admire Johnny Depp and the work he does as visiting sick children and the Make-A-Wish program and what he does with that, but
no buts.
I do love me a guy that can pair a diddle on that drum set, so give me Jay.
It is a tie game. I guarantee you Jess will be going for Johnny Depp on this one, but Casey, what is your vote?
Heard you, Amanda, on that one.
It's no secret. It's Johnny Depp.
Jess, Johnny Depp, Jay Lane.
Johnny Depp all the fucking way.
Which means, ASG, you did avoid a tie-breaking decision, but what is your vote?
Fuck you. like a lot. I'm not happy that I have to make a decision.
Well, I mean, really technically, it's for dexterity now, so.
I'll make it for you.
I'll make it for you too.
All the way off.
I'm gonna vote for Jay Lane, but it's really difficult.
Amanda's like, all right, his face bald.
I will.
Johnny Depp joined Jason Momoa in the final four. Shanna starts us off on this one, and we have Idris Elba versus Chris Pratt.
Oh, Chris Pratt.
We'll be getting a vote. I'm going to go with Idris on this one. Amanda.
It's time. Squirt shirt. I've been holding it in. I'm gonna let it out. I can't do this.
Jamie.
Sorry. Oh god. I don't know. Do I want white chocolate or dark chocolate? Like
you want British chocolate is what you want.
Or you could just squirt the shirt and circumvent Amanda squirt the shirt.
Oh, that would be really rude of me, though, because I kind of made her mad earlier, so I need to be nice.
I make her mad all the time.
That's you. I got girl code here. I mean, I got balls, but I got girl code, so I'm gonna
aim for lady balls.
Idris. There you go.
Idris gets a vote.
Casey.
No, fucking Dark Tower. Fuck Idris Elba. Fuck the Dark Tower. Chris Pratt.
Idris Elba will fuck you up. You better shut your mouth.
You would. Jess.
Chris Pratt. Duh.
I still needed your vote.
I know.
Like a teenager girl like, duh. God.
HG.
Chris Pratt.
Which means, Amanda, you did avoid a tie-breaking decision, but what is your vote?
I'll give it to Idris. It's really close. I would have voted for him anyway, but
Chris Pratt moves on 4-3.
She's gonna hurt.
Last up,
look like an accident.
Last up in this round, we have John Krasinski versus Charlie Hunnam, and I start this one off, and it is Charlie Hunnam 100% for me. John's funny. Funny is always sexy, but Charlie Hunnam, especially with the accent, long hair. If you see him with his shirt off, he's also super ripped.
Have you watched Jack Ryan?
Have you seen Sons of Anarchy?
Yes,
dude,
John is ripped now too, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but Charlie has such a better body than he does.
And the blonde hair, come on.
And the blonde hair and everything else. As far as hotness goes, I have to go with Charlie on this one. Amanda.
John, crazy.
Gets a vote. Jamie.
I don't care either way, to be honest with you. So we'll just, Amanda's vote.
Woo! Thank you.
Casey.
Yep.
It's a hard decision over there in the household, so give them a moment.
Jess?
Charlie Hunnam.
HG?
I gotta go with the long hair and the beard, Charlie Hunnam.
Which means it is a tie-breaking decision coming down to Shanna. They will be facing in the next round. Shanna, do you want to know who it will be?
Yes, please.
Whoever wins this will be moving on to the final four to face Johnny Depp.
Oh, just because I got to do it to Amanda, John.
John versus John. I should have saved my squirt for that one. I'd love to be the brisket and that man sandwich.
I call it a sandwich.
Yes, you can.
It will be Johnny Depp versus John Krasinski on the next one. But first, Amanda will be starting us off. You know what? Just for that, because Shanna did mention this. I'm gonna have her do this one. Amanda, Johnny Depp, John Krasinski.
Damn it!
And she can't squirt the shirt either.
She can't.
Oh, I will. Okay, so here's.
Well, I bet you already have.
This is like a fuck, marry, kill situation. Only
yeah, this whole episode is.
Because I would fuck and marry John Krasinski, but I would also fuck Johnny Depp's dick off, so... Oh, my daughter's out there laughing at me.
All day.
I'm gonna go... Johnny Depp. He was my first love before John. So.
This episode is going to be so fun to edit, I swear. Johnny Depp gets a vote. Jamie,
can you imagine role playing with Johnny Depp?
That would be so much fun.
Exactly.
Oh my god, that would be so much fun.
I don't
role play, but I'd totally do that.
Yeah, I can't keep a straight face for nothing, and I've never done that myself, but I just thought
it was funny. Johnny totally Depp would be like, yeah, this is too weird.
There was just something funny that popped in my head there, so I just had to ask that question out loud because my vote's for Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp gets a vote.
Like,
Casey?
Can you dress up as Captain Jack Sparrow for me?
I would like to remind Amanda that our partner in crime in the I Did Not Make These Rankings Podcast Network has a rule that just because he came first does not make him better.
Okay, but I came first with him, so.
Oh, fuck, I opened the door on that one.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's like, this is not the scenario where you want to come first, Casey.
With that said, I'm voting Johnny.
You walked right into that one.
I did.
Jess, Johnny Depp, John Krasinski.
Johnny Depp.
With that, we'll be moving on to the finals. HG.
Johnny Depp all day.
And Shanna. Shanna's voting for Cat B.
No, John Krasinski.
I am, however, voting for Cat P on this one. Johnny Depp will be moving on 6-1.
See, me role playing with Johnny Depp would involve me chasing him with a pizza cutter, and he'd be like, what is going on?
No, I feel like Johnny Depp would love that.
Yes. That's another Amber thing.
He'd be doing the Jack Sparrow run.
Ooh. Is this another Amber thing, Ryan?
Come here, give me your pepperoni.
There are...
Yeah. Matt just brought up a great point. We have not referred to Edward Scissorhands over here yet.
I was hoping not to.
That'd be scary.
I thought about it.
There is two matchups left. There's one semifinal and the finals left. And Jamie, Jess, Shanna, and myself has not squirt his shirt yet. Jamie does start us off, though, and we have Chris Pratt versus Jason Momoa.
It's going to be Jason Momoa all day, every day, and five times on Sunday.
Damn, girl.
Get that church day going.
Get you some.
Hey, I thought Sunday's supposed to be a day of rest.
No, it's a day of fuck.
I mean, it's a day in it's a day in bed regardless.
It's a holy day.
It doesn't happen. Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah, but which hole?
For the audio listeners,
okay.
For the audio listeners out there, if you're ever in arm's length of Jess, watch your holes, because her face got pretty fucking serious there.
My hole, my hole.
All of them.
All of them. Every single one of them. Jamie is gonna go over Jason Momoa on this one. Casey.
Fucking Momoa.
Jess.
Chris Pratt.
AC.
My holes.
Aquaman or the Velociraptor Tamer, I think.
Or Star-Lord.
Star-Lord, yeah.
Jason Momoa.
DC versus Marvel right here. Shanna.
Jason Momoa can park that Big Mac truck right inside my little garage. Jason Momoa.
All day.
Shanna.
Come here, please. Jason Momoa, please.
I hope you have a big truck. Or a big truck.
I love how Freddy's hiding his face.
How many questions his decision to make me an official bastard on the daily basis?
Poor Freddy.
Questioning every life decision right now.
What's going through my head quite literally right now is the fact that I try to, a little backstage information, I try to edit the show in my head as it's going on to try to figure out what I can pinpoint as what the opening drop is going to be, what I can cut out of the show and put at the end of the show, because it doesn't really flow right with it. There was an episode where I had like six drops for the opening that I just couldn't figure out which one I wanted to use, so I used all six of them. I may top that number on this one.
Promise me a drop after my damn last freaking comment.
One of the reasons that I make sure to say that afterwards is that way when I'm editing the show I can remember, yeah, there's a reason that I wanted this for a drop. So because again, for those who don't know, for those out there who don't know, I am the editor of this show. I have to make sure that it's out on a certain time and everything else. So and I have just as much fun editing the show and going through this again as I do during the show, because I catch more shit that I missed during the show, and it's just it's a blast. So Jason Momoa will be moving on, but it's my vote. I'm going to give Chris Pratt a vote on this one. Amanda.
I am as well, since Momoa is moving on. Star-Lord can be the lord of all my stars.
It is 4-3.
He can give me them stars.
Five Star-Lord.
Star-Loads?
Yes. That sounds like a new porno that's coming out here, you know?
Guardians of the Star-Load.
Sorry, Casey, it is the finals. It is Jason Momoa versus Johnny Depp, 4-3 and 6-1. Casey will be starting us off on this one. He has already blown his load, so he cannot do it. However, Jess, Shanna, myself, and Jamie have not blown their load. You know I'm going to blow my load because I do it at the finals in every single one.
Okay, I feel like I've been on enough Bastards episodes to know that you guys all should know who I'm voting for. And as a matter of fact, one of my last Bastard appearances, I believe Jess and I pushed Johnny deep into the fucking tournament as well.
Pushed deep into me.
Deep I'm waiting on it.
He pushed you real good.
Casey, you're making Johnny. It too easy.
Push with your knees.
Real good.
Johnny Depp gets Casey's vote. Jess.
I'm pushing Johnny Depp inside me real deep, so.
Wait,
what,
sis?
Nuh-uh, he's all mine.
Johnny Depp gets another one.
Gangbang?
HG.
Okay.
It's really hard.
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
But bump. You know Johnny will do all the extra dirty stuff.
Yeah, Johnny Depp.
I think Jason.
Hey,
Shannon, I'm assuming Jason on this one.
I would let that man sprain my clitoris any day. Jason Momoa.
As a fellow Iowan, Jason Momoa will be getting my vote. I love Johnny Depp. We all, majority of us love Johnny Depp. Fuck Amber Heard. So that's that. But Jason Momoa will be getting my vote. Jamie, I kind of want your vote first.
Kind of not going to get it.
All right. Amanda, what is yours?
I'm mad because I know what's going to happen, even though Johnny Depp for Freak Factor 1000 alone gets my vote.
You're the fourth vote if you want it.
Oh, plus he's super. Oh, it's Johnny Depp. I mean, Jason Momoa is hot, but Johnny Depp is all levels of everything I want in a man.
And Jamie, your final.
I'm the last one.
Yep.
Because I was going to blow my load if I wasn't, just for the record.
I know, you're the last one.
Momoa. All day.
Well, you saved your squirting from Momoa's shirt, so there you go.
Yep. There we go. Anyway, Johnny Depp wins in a split vote, Ladies Night Hall Pass Fest. There's a whole bunch of other fests going on here. Hashtag squirt his shirt. As always, this has been a great show. Amanda, where can we find you?
You can find the Sip List on all your podcast platforms at siplistpod.com and at idnmtrpodcastnetwork.com, where you can find all the I Did Not Make These Rankings shows. And yeah, Shannon will talk about the other show. And so, Casey.
Can I blow my load on the... No, I'm kidding. I just want to talk last. No. I have nothing going on. You can't find me anywhere besides your social medias. I don't do anything fun. I'm like that. I'm usually home. That's where you can find me.
This is fun.
Sitting over at the pond, just waiting for Momoa to get home.
To come out with his trident. And
yeah.
His jar of aquaphor. I mean, his hometown's only, what, an hour away?
Yeah, it
yep.
is.
I mean, we can go track down his grandma's house. Okay, that's a little creepy, but...
Yeah, no, don't. Mark for edit. Casey, where can we find you?
An Evening at the Movies is available wherever you get your podcast listening fixed. You can find us on pretty much all your social media platforms as well. Yeah, that's pretty much about it. I also want to remind people that if you are looking for Amanda, just venture to your nearest beach. She'll be running down the beach behind Johnny Depp throwing jellyfish at him.
In like 12 days, I will be. Yes.
I'm Jess Vandystrew. You can find me on Facebook under Jess May Vandystrew or Instagram under Jess May 93. I'm pretty boring, so yeah, that's about it. I don't do anything.
You can find me as Horny Girl on Unfiltered for all the dirty, squirty fun and hits and giggles.
No more tequila and tacos?
Maybe that's coming up.
You can find me here with all my favorite bastards, and then you can find me every Tuesday morning on True Crime Tuesday when your brand new episode of Crime Rewind drops, so you can get your true crime fix.
You can find CA, who had a dropout because she has some other stuff going on currently, at CA Knubel. She's on YouTube, Ho on the Go podcast and such like that. Another person that actually dropped some names in here would be Miss Vanessa Rains. She is on Unfiltered as well, at Vanessa Rains. And I am your host, Freddie Fisher. You can find me at that on Facebook. While you're on Facebook, check out Bracket Bastards. The S in Bastards is a dollar sign. As well, Bracketology, we have two polls going on every single day. Currently, it is TV theme songs in the second round. And what I'm calling Suck It Disney in the first round. I am on Twitter at The Bastard of the Orange About. You can find us all on Bracket Pod. And as always, you can find me at on Instagram at Can't Lick Me. Next week, we will be doing love songs for the single awareness holiday season as well. We will see you guys next week.
The opinions expressed in this podcast are meant to be comical and may be controversial in nature. We at Bracket Bastards fully admit that not all of these facts will be correct, but we do attempt to be as accurate as possible. By using this podcast, be aware that this will be used for entertainment purposes only. Bracket Bastards aim to provide a loving parody to all the movies, music, and other media that we love and enjoy. Much love and respect to all the wonderful humans that pour their blood, sweat, and tears into the making of this pop culture we get to discuss. As well, please note that although we are all bastards, what one bastard says may not be true for the rest. Some of us live the gimmick a bit too well. And as always, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
See, Natalie Portman kind of reminds me of a chick that would blame a fart on me in Walmart.
Yes.
That's why that she's my kind of people.
Yeah.
No, like, don't, if you did it, own it. Don't blame it on the fat chick. Like, I know I look like the more probable culprit, but no, if you did it, say, I did it. Sorry, my bad.
But we do it because you get so upset about it. That's why we do it.
Oh, I don't get upset about it.
Everybody else will be like, yeah, whatever. Keep rolling or not say nothing.
I'm the kind of girl that'll like infiltrate a group of snobby chicks in a store, fart, and then look at them and be like, was that you?
Yeah. Okay. This is what you do.
And she's got a vendetta.
You fart in public and go, does it smell like popcorn?
So the fart is bringing like
pizza every time.
Nope. Popcorn is better. I actually did an experiment with this 2 weeks ago. I got more motherfuckers to sniff out Matt's farts by going to popcorn than pizza. Trust that.
Just think, Casey, do you want to be blamed for a fart in Walmart?
There's absolutely no shame in me being blamed for any kind of fart. If somebody else can fart, I'll take the blame for it. I don't give two fucks.
It depends on the fart. If it's a weak fart, I'm not taking blame for it. If you have a wicked ass fart that you can smell a couple aisles down, yeah, I'll take blame.
Walmart, I'll take the blame for that one, definitely.
Walmart smells like a giant fart, so who cares?
It depends what Walmart you're at. Our Walmart is freaking fantastic.
No, okay, smells like tulips.
Don't talk.
That's weird. I smell like tulips too.
Oh God!
It's the strange laugh for me.